Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
你把你的儿子耶稣基督赐，
you gave
让他到我们这个世界上来，为我们死在十字架上。
You gave your Son Jesus Christ to come to this world and to die on the cross for us.
这拯救了我们，因为我们本来是满心罪恶的，但是凭着耶稣基督的宝血和他的为我们在十字架上所献上的身体，让我们有了一个新生命。
In order to save us, we used to be full of sins, but because of the blood that's shed by Jesus on the cross, we are given a new life.
我们每一周都要在这里感谢赞美主。
Every week we come here to worship you and praise you.
因为主赐给我们的恩典是无比的大。
For the grace from the Lord is so great.
主当日说过，我到这个世上来，我不属于这个世界。
The Lord said that I came to this world, but I do not belong to this world.
我要去的地方你们不能去。
The place that I will go, you cannot go.
当时的犹太人并不明白这话的道理。
The Israelites at that time didn't understand what that meant.
但感谢主，我们今天明白了，因为我们有一天也要到那里去。
We understand now, for one day we will go there as well.
在你的面前，我们要受审判。
We will be judged before you.
因为我们是不是在这个世上活着的时候，是不是一心一意跟随你？
For are we determined and wholeheartedly following you as we walk on this earth?
主啊，赐给我们跟随你的心，一生一世跟随你。
Lord, give us this heart to be committed to you and to follow you all the days of our lives.
不单单是要感谢你，而是要我们全心全意地照你的样式而行。
Not just to thank you, but also to follow your commandments wholeheartedly.
主啊，愿你的话语，愿你的灵在我们今天，在我们中间。
May your words and your spirit be with us today.
与我们同在，谢谢主，感激祷告，奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
May your presence be with us today, Lord. Thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，今天我愿与大家分享的是我的感动，就是在约翰一书，二章十五节。
Praise the Lord. I want to share with you a scripture verse that touched me greatly. That is from 1 John.
这个是我们要读的经文是约翰一书二章十二节到十七节。
The scripture verses we want to read today is from 1 John, chapter 2, verses.
我读翻译读就可以，大家看就可以。
Okay, 15 to 17.
好。小子们啊，我写信给你们，是因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。父老啊，我写信给你们，是因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我写信给你们，是因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。父啊，我曾写信给你，父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道长存你们心中，你们也胜了那恶者。不要爱世界和世界上的事情，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和世上其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
1 John 2, 12 to 17. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. For if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever.
好，感谢神，感谢弟兄姐妹，能让我上台分享主的话语。
Praise the Lord, and I thank brothers and sisters as well to allow me to share God's word on the podium.
上星期啊，林弟兄分享了感恩节喜悦的信息。今天我要分享的是神给的一些警告的信息。
Brother Lin shared about the joyful message regarding Thanksgiving with brothers and sisters last week, and today I wanted to share the message of an alarm from the Lord.
就是我也很喜欢我们这教会，就有不同的弟兄来分享神不同的信息，就有不同的得着。
I actually like it very much about this point of our church that we have many different brothers and sisters sharing God's word so that we can learn from different aspects of God.
好，这个我们读这段信息的时候常常就是想到啊，眼目的肉体的情欲啊，眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲，这是我们常常引用的一段经文，我们都可以背出来。
As we read this passage, we are mostly familiar with this, you know, sayings of like the lust of the world, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of the life. This is the verse many of us are able to recite.
但是我读这一段的时候，在上面一句就是不要爱这个世界和这个世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了，就给我很多的感动，今天与大家分享一下。
But I was particularly moved by the passage above the one that we just mentioned. It's in verse 15 that says, Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So I wanted to share about this verse with you guys.
Yeah, 这个约翰一书是约翰在年老的时候写给教会的书信。
So 1 John was written by John when he was old.
当我们谈到约翰这个人，我们因为彭弟兄常在这里常常是讲约翰的故事，就是说约翰已经九十多岁了。
What we know when we talk about Apostle John, we often remember Brother Pong's message that John was, you know, in his 90s.
然后他被罗马皇帝窦米田关在这个巴摩海岛上，然后他看见了异象，然后就写了这个启示录。这个是我们对约翰的一个印象。
He was exiled to the island of Patmos and by the Roman Empire Domitian, and he was there and saw the vision of the Lord, and he wrote the book of Revelation. So that was our impression from Brother Pong's messages in the past.
好像这个约翰一直就是个老年人一样，但是约翰是一个约翰，是耶稣最重要的门徒。他年轻时候就一直跟随耶稣，一生跟随主。
So we have this impression that John was old, as if he was always old, but actually he used to be young as well. So he actually started to follow Jesus at a very young age, and he followed Jesus all his life.
约翰他本身是刚开始的时候他是施洗约翰的门徒，但是他当施洗约翰向他们门徒介绍说，看哪，这是神的羔羊，介绍耶稣的时候，就有两个门徒跟随了耶稣。
So Apostle John was actually at first the disciple of the John the Baptist. So when John the Baptist was introducing and baptizing Jesus, he was saying, Behold, the Lamb of the Lord. So at that time, two of John the Baptist's disciples followed Jesus. One of them was John the Apostle.
所以就这个我们看见马太福音就有介绍他这个但马太福音介绍了这个西比泰的儿子雅各和他的约翰同他的父亲在西比泰在船上捕网，耶稣召唤他们就立即舍了船，别了父亲，跟随了耶稣。
So we saw from the book of Matthew that the two sons of Zebedee was casting net on the lake, and then when Jesus was calling them, and they kind of forsook what they had and followed Jesus.
在耶稣的十二个门徒中，有三个门徒是和主耶稣基督是特别亲近的，那就是彼得、雅各和约翰。
Among the 12 disciples of Jesus, three were particularly close to Jesus. They were Peter, James, and John.
是怎么证明呢？因为圣经上有好几次讲到这个怎么样亲近法。比如说有一段就讲到在马太福音八章五十一节说，耶稣到了他的家，除了彼得、约翰、雅各和女儿的父母，不许别人同他进去。
There were many examples to prove this point in the Bible. For example, in Matthew 8,
51.
Which verse, sorry?
51, maybe that's correct.
Matthew 8.
Luke 8:51.
Oh, Luke, yeah. Luke 8:51, that actually mentioned about how, about when Jesus came to the house, he did not allow anyone else to enter with him except Peter and John and James.
好，我们也记得《登山宝训》里面也讲到，就是耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰上了高山，在他们面前变了形象的事情。
So we also remember Sermon on the Mount that Jesus went onto the Mount of Transfiguration, and it was also Peter, John, and James who went with him and saw his transfiguration.
在这个三个最重要的门徒中，其实约翰是最亲近主的。大家还记得在这个最后的晚餐的时候，有一个门徒侧身挨进耶稣的怀里，那就是约翰。
And among those most important disciples, actually, John was probably the closest to Jesus. If you remember the scene in the Last Supper, that actually John leaned into the bosom of Jesus, and that disciple was John.
而且他是这位门徒，就是唯一在十字架下面看着耶稣受苦的那一位。
And this disciple was also the only one who was under the cross watching Jesus when he was nailed and suffering.
So, yes, 约翰写这些书信是在他年老的时候，这是他一生跟随主、明白主的心意以后写成的书信。
John wrote these epistles when he was old, after he fully understood the will of God.
这就像一位很年长的长者给一些年轻人的这忠告。
So it's like from the perspective of an elderly giving advice to younger people.
约翰也常常在这段书信里用小子们，小子们，就是一个长辈对后辈的一个亲密的称呼。
So as you see, John kept using these phrases of little ones and little children. This is, you know, a very dear salute to like of an elderly to a younger generation.
好，我们再了解一下为什么约翰要写这封约翰一书这个书信，它的原因是什么？
Let's think about it again further. Why John wrote this epistle of First John?
为什么约翰要告诫各地的教会不要爱这个世界呢？
Why did John want to warn the churches in the world at that time do not love the world?
因为这个那时候有一些异端呢在教会里出现，但异端呢有很多，但是和这段经文的呢有关的呢是有两点，这个我讲一下这两点。
It was because there were many heresies and cults that appeared at that time, and related to this passage, I wanted to point out two aspects.
这个异端呢是第一点呢，就是异端承认物质的肉身是邪恶的，但其所作所为与灵性无关，所以主张人的本质是无罪的，肉身所犯的不算是犯罪。
So the first point is that these heresy was saying the material aspect, the flesh, is evil. However, it has nothing to do. Whatever is done by the flesh has nothing to do with the spirit. Therefore, such heresy in the cult was, was saying that it doesn't matter if somebody commits a crime by the flesh, and because the essence of your human being is sinless.
一端既然认为肉身所犯所行的与无关神的旨意，所以就没有什么要遵行诫命的，尽管就与世界同流合污也不要紧。
Well, since such heresy considers the flesh being nothing to do with the will of God, therefore there's no such a thing about obeying the commandments. You could just do the same thing as the world does, and it doesn't matter in regards to your spirit.
一端还有其他的点，在约翰一书中，约翰也一一驳斥了。
So there are other aspects of such cults and heresies that was rebuked by John in this epistle of 1 John.
但今天与这段经文有关的就是这两点。
But what's related, directly related to today's passage were the two points that I just mentioned.
其实这个异端是很迷惑人的，既能信耶稣，又能得神的保守，又能得到这世界上的享受快乐，是多好啊。
So these heresies are very confusing to people, and it's very deceiving because it's saying you can believe in Jesus and be kept by Jesus in the Lord, then you also can enjoy all the lusts and happiness of this world. How wonderful that is.
既然肉体是邪恶的，是毁坏的，只要我在灵性上让我和神在一起就可以了。我在这个世界上当然与这个世界联系在一起，怎么可能脱离？
Since the flesh is a corrupt and evil, then as long as I can keep being with the Lord in my spirit, that's good enough. I can live in this world. Of course, I'm connected with this world. How can I be separated from this world?
弟兄姐妹们，我今天也不想在这里辩解这个神学理论，但是我知道有一点，这个世界过去、现在、将来都会是邪恶的，都是邪恶的。
Brothers and sisters, I don't want to argue anything about theology here, but I just one thing that I understand want to say is that in this world, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it's always evil.
神起初造这个世界的时候，一切都是美好的。
When God first created this world, everything was perfect and good.
在创世纪里说，每过了一天，神创造的一天，神看所造之物都说好。
In the book of Genesis, in every day, at the end of every day of God's creation, God said it is good.
特别是人，神造了人以后，他创世纪章一章三十一节说，神看着一切都所造的都甚好。
Especially after God created the created human, he said this was very good.
Yeah, 那时候没有罪，世界是很好，世界是甚好的。
There was no sin at that time, and the world was very good.
但是自从亚当夏娃不选择生命树的果子，选择了智慧善恶树的果子以后，
But ever since Adam and Eve refused to choose the tree of life, instead they chose the tree of good and evil.
人选择不听神的话，就走自己的路。
Men chose to not listen to God, but follow their own hearts and their own ways.
我们看见就在第二代，亚当的儿子该隐就杀了他的兄弟亚伯。
So immediately, the second generation, Cain, the child of Adam, Cain, killed his brother Abel.
世界就慢慢充满了罪，一代一代，罪不但没有减少，反而越来越大，大到非常大的程度。
The world started to be filled with sins, generation after generation. The evils didn't reduce, instead, it was more and more.
那个，坐下。PDF 所以在创世纪六章十节这里记载，挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、雅弗。
So it's recorded in Genesis 6:10, Noah became the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
世界在神面前败坏，地上充满了强暴，神观看世界，凡是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。神就对挪亚说：“凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上充满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。”
Now the earth was corrupt in the sight of God, and the earth was filled with violence. God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. Then God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them, and behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth."
神是极其公义的，神也是爱人的。
God is righteous and he loves the world.
我们看刚才的经文，凡有血气的人，他不是说每一个人吧，就是说每一个人。
So look at the verses we just read. It says all that is of flesh. So it is not saying everybody.
就是说每一个人，在每一个人都败坏，都充满了强暴，这要达到怎么样的光景啊？
Sorry, it says all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. So that means everybody on the earth had corrupted. So what kind of situation was it like?
若不是到这样的光景，神怎么会决定下手把他们和地一并毁灭呢？
So it was a really dire situation. Had it not been so bad, how would God decide to destroy them with the earth?
然后你就知道这个洪水以后世界上的人就该悔改了吧，听神的话了吗？还没有。
So you would think after this punishment from God with the great flood, then the world, the people in the world should start to listen to God and repent, right? But no, we didn't.
这就是还在创世纪的时候，在创世纪十一章，我们看看天下的人在做什么。
So still recorded in Genesis chapter 11. Let's see what the people were doing at that time.
你看，那时。不是啊，没有就没关系。那时天下人的口音语言语都是一样，他们往东迁移的时候，在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那里。他们彼此说，来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧透了。他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当灰泥。他们说，来吧，我们要造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为了传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。
So Genesis 11:1-4, now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. It came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they used bricks for stone and they used tar for mortar. They said, come, let us build for ourselves a city.And a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name, otherwise we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.
弟兄姐妹们，那时候的人并没有转向神，而是要传扬我们的名，要通天。
So brothers and sisters, people at that time did not turn back to God. Instead, they wanted to make a name for themselves and wanted to go reach all the way to the heaven.
读到这里，我以前读到这里以后，常常想起毛主席的名言。
When I read this before, I always remembered what Chairman Mao said.
叫做与天斗，与地斗，其乐无穷。
What great pleasure it was, limitless pleasure it was to fight against heaven and against earth.
那就是看见这个毛主席给带给中国大陆的结果是怎样的。
But you can see the consequences that Chairman Mao brought to China.
这个不听神的话，要推翻神的权柄，彰显自己的荣耀，这就是罪恶。
When you don't want to follow God's commandment, and instead you wanted to glorify your own name, that is evil.
好，最近一段时间呢，彭弟兄呢也常常讲这个以西结书。
Recently, Brother Pong has talked a lot about about the book of Ezekiel.
那我们看看那个时候，这是过了以后啊，神的选民以色列人的光景是怎样的呢？
So how was the situation like at the time of Ezekiel?
神拣选了以色列人在地上做神的子民，为的是在地上彰显神的荣耀。
God chose the nation of Israelites in order to glorify God's glory on earth.
当以色列人背叛了神，与这个世界同流合污，然后就被神抛弃了。Yes.
However, the Israelites didn't follow God's commandment, and they did the same thing as the world, and so they were forsaken by God.
耶路撒冷是神的圣城，圣殿是神的住所。
Jerusalem is the holy city of the Lord, and the holy temple was the dwelling place of God.
这个以西结先知的时候，神就离弃了耶路撒冷和圣殿。
At the time of Prophet Ezekiel, Lord left Jerusalem, the holy city, and the holy temple.
这个任凭巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒一次一次的围困，并毁灭了耶路撒冷城。
And he allowed the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, to besiege Jerusalem over and over again.
所以这是什么原因呢？我们现在稍微讲一下。
Why did that happen? We can briefly look at this.
好，这个在以西结书是八章里面讲了一些原因，我稍微列一下。
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, there are some reasons being stated, and I want to read with you guys.
八章五节说，神对我说，人子啊，你举目往北观看，我就举目往北观看，见圣坛的北边，在门口有着祭邪的偶像。
So Ezekiel 8:5 says, Then he said to me, Son of man, raise your eyes now toward the north. So I raised my eyes toward the north, and behold, to the north of the altar gate was the idol of jealousy at the entrance.
这个祭邪的偶像指的是迦南宗教里面掌管生殖的女神亚瑟拉，这个是以色列邻居迦南人的偶像。
So this idol of jealousy refers to the Ashley goddess of Ashley that was in the land of Canaan at that time. She controlled the reproduction aspect.
所以在八章六节，他神就说，又对我说，人子啊，以色列家所行的，就是在此行这大而可憎的事，使我远离你的，远离我的圣所。你看见吗？你还要看见另有大而可憎的事吗？
So in verse 6, God said, and he said to me,Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abominations which the house of Israel are committing here, so that I would be far from my sanctuary, but yet you will see still greater abominations.
所以以色列人拜这个世界的神，我们的神原来是圣殿的主人，但是犹太人当着神的面拜世界的假神，神就只能离开圣殿。
You see how the Israelites were worshiping God of the world at that time. And our Lord is the true God and the God of Israelites. But they worship the God of the world instead. So our Lord had to leave them.
好，然后看看八章的八九十。他对我说，人子啊，你要挖墙，我一挖墙见有一门。他说，你进去看他们在这里所行可憎的恶事。我进去一看，谁知在四面墙画着各种爬物和可憎的走兽，并以色列家一切的偶像。
So let's read on verses 8 to 10. He said to me, Son of man, now dig through the wall. So I dug through the wall, and behold, an entrance. And he said to me, Go in and see the wicked abominations that they are committing here.So I entered and looked, and behold, every form of creeping things and beasts and detestable things with all the idols of the house of Israel were carved on the wall all around.
这个我自己去查了一下，为什么是爬物和走兽？
So I went to search why it was creeping things and beasts.
原来这些爬物走兽都是埃及的神。
So it turns out, those creeping things and beasts were the gods of Egypt.
埃及的神明差不多都是动物的样式，大家也知道的话，埃及的这个他们的神都是鸟啊，这些动物的样式。
You may have heard about this too, that many of the gods of Egypt were in the shape of animals, so creeping things and beasts like birds or whatever.
在八章十一节又接着读一下啊，你看，在这些像前有以色列的七十个长老站立，沙番的儿子亚沙尼亚也站在其中，手里拿着香炉，烟云的香气上腾。
So let's read verse 11 as well. Standing in front of them were 70 elders of the house of Israel, with Jezaniah and the son of Shaphan standing among them, each man with his censer in his hand.And the fragrance of the cloud of incense rising.
这以色列的长老和百姓都败坏了，这不是个人，而是从以色列从上到下，差不多所有的人都败坏了。
So all the elders as well as the people of the Israelites were all corrupt. So it was not just a few individuals. It was the entire nation from the elderly to the younger ones.
同理，不要以为服侍神的人就是完美的。
So don't think about whoever is serving God must have been perfect.
不论是犹太人的长老祭司，或者现在这个教会的这个牧师啊，什么长老啊，只要他们转向了世界，离开了神。
Regardless of elders or priests of the Israelites, or even today, the pastors or elders or deacon board members in churches, as long as they turn away from God,
或者他们既拜世界又拜神，他们同样也是败坏的。
Or if they worship both the world and God, then they are corrupt.
所以我们再看看下面十四节，八章十四节。他领我到耶和华外院朝北的门口，谁知在那里有妇女坐着，为塔莫斯哭泣。
Now let's read verse 14 from chapter 82. Then he brought me to the entrance of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz.
这个塔莫斯是什么呢
？What's Tammuz？
这个塔莫斯呢是巴比伦的一个假神。
It's the false god in Babylon.
它是每年因为有播种嘛，有收割啊，然后又生长啊，他就是认为巴比伦人就是认为这个神呢，能够也是会死去，然后也会复活，就所以代表这个庄稼的生长，所以呢，在这些犹太人妇女呢，就在圣殿门口为这个假神哭泣。
So in agriculture, every year we cast seeds and the crop will grow. And then there's harvest season and then the crop would die afterwards. So this life cycle of in the agriculture, the Babylonians consider God Tammuz is in control of that. So they worship Tammuz.
你看这个是在什么地方做的？是在圣殿的门口做的事情。
So the women of Israelites at that time were worshiping, weeping for Tammuz. Where did it happen? It was right at the entrance, at the gate of the Lord's house.
但是你看这个真神住在圣殿里的真神是能允许吗？
How could the true God who dwells in this temple, the holy temple, to allow this to happen?
所以犹太人那时候不但拜迦南人的偶像，还拜埃及人的偶像，还拜这个巴比伦人的偶像，把周围的偶像都拜了。
So at that time, the Israelites were not only worshiping the gods of Canaan's, but also gods of Egypt, as well as god of Babylonians. So they were worshiping all the false gods of the surrounding nations.
我们也不清楚为什么犹太人要这样做。
I don't know why the Israelites did that.
这犹太人心里想的有可能是我又要耶和华，世界上的假神也要。
Maybe the Israelites were thinking, oh, I want Jehovah God, but I also want all the false gods.
所以以为神看不见，岂不知人，神是最不喜欢人，又要神，又要这个世界的。
They thought God might not see this, but Don't you know, and didn't they know, that God hates this desire of both God and the world?
So, 下面接着在十八节，他就说，神说，因此我也要以愤怒行事，我眼必不怜惜，也不可怜他们。他们虽向我耳中大声呼求，我还是不听。
Therefore, in verse 18, God says, Therefore, I indeed will deal in wrath. My eye will have no pity, nor will I spare. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet I will not listen to them.
这个是以色列王国时候，那个时候以色列人的光景。
So that was the situation when the Israelites were in exile.
所以犹太人一次一次的又转向了世界，离开了神，神也不得不离开犹太人。
So the Israelites turned back to the world again and again and forsaking God. Therefore, God had to forsake them.
然后犹太人的光景就是大家知道的，就是刀剑啊、瘟疫啊、饥荒啊，他们的光景就是那样。
Then you know the situation of the Israelites. They were followed by sword, famine, and pestilence.
这个是犹太人亡国时候的他们怎样爱世界。但我们来看看耶稣来的时候，人就是是不是专心敬拜神，不再拜假神了呢？
That's how the Israelites loved the world when they were in exile. So let's look at the time of Jesus. When Jesus first came to the world, did the Israelites focus on serving God and not loving the world anymore?
确实，犹太人经过这个亡国，四散天下，到处被人追杀以后。
In fact, after the Israelites were exiled and persecuted throughout the world by various nations, and they were scattered among the nations.
在耶稣来的时候，他们是不拜假神了，不再拜假神了。
They became better and no longer worship false gods at the time of Jesus.
但他们还爱不爱这个世界呢？还是爱的。
But do they still love the world? Yes, they did.
举一个大家熟悉的例子。
I'll give you a very example that you're very familiar with.
马太福音二十一章十二节。
Matthew 21:12.
耶稣进了神的殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，对他们说：“经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿。”你们倒使他成为贼窝了。
Matthew 21:12, and Jesus entered the temple and drove out all those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a robber's den."
这个是在同样的一个地点，就是圣殿。
This is at the same location, the temple.
几百年前犹太人亡国的时候，这个犹太人在神的家里圣殿里拜偶像。
Hundreds of years prior, that when Israelites were in exile, they worship the idols in the house of God.
然后神离开了他们，圣殿毁灭了。
So God forsook them, and the temple was destroyed.
但是神还是有怜悯在犹太人身上。70年以后，神让犹太人回归了耶路撒冷。
But God had mercy towards the Israelites. So 7 years later, the Israelites were able to return to Jerusalem.
然后这个他们就重建了圣殿，在耶稣的时候。
So they rebuilt the temple at the time of Jesus.
那是差不多几百年以后了。虽说犹太人是在罗马人的统治下。
So the time of Jesus, that was a few hundred years later, even though the Israelites were under the control of Romans.
那犹太人呢，可以保留自己的宗教，也可以继续在圣殿里敬拜神。
But the Jews were able to keep their own religion and to worship God in their own temple.
在耶稣的时候，那个时候的王，希律王还修整了这个圣殿，圣殿非常宏伟。
At the time of Jesus, the King Herod, the Jewish King Herod, even refurbished the temple and made it very magnificent.
这个圣洁的圣殿本来是应该神的居所。
The holy temple is supposed to be the abiding place, a dwelling place of God.
但是那些在神面前服侍的祭司们又再一次把世界引入了神的家。
But the priests who were serving before the Lord once again brought world into the house of God.
那些做买卖的人为什么能在圣殿里做买卖？难道不是那些祭司们让这些人进来的吗？
How come those business people who were selling and buying things were able to do these things within the temple? Isn't it because the priests allowed those people in?
难道那些祭司们就不会得好处吗？
Don't you think the priests were gaining some benefit from that?
那么多祭司，为什么没有人站出来反对呢？
Of all those priests, how come nobody objected to it?
岂不是这所有的那个时候的所有的宗教人士都被这世界污染了吗？
So isn't it such that all the religious people were corrupted by the world at that time?
什么叫世界？
So what is the world?
钱财就是这世界最大的诱惑。
Wealth, money is really the biggest temptation of this world.
这个魔鬼在引诱耶稣的时候就用了整个世界和钱财。
The devil used the whole world and the wealth of the world to tempt Jesus.
这个在世界上的人看来是最好的东西，他魔鬼用来引诱耶稣。
Wealth as the best thing of this world, the devil used it to tempt Jesus.
那耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣怎么说呢？
Jesus was the Son of God, and what did he say?
在路加四章五到八节，我与大家念一下。
So in Luke chapter 4, verses 5 to 8, let's read this.
魔鬼又领他上了高山，瞬时间把天下的万国都指给他看。
And he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你。
And the devil said to him, I will give you all this domain and its glory.
因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。
For it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish.
你若在我面前下拜，这些都要归你。
Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall be yours.
耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜你的神，单要侍奉他。
Jesus answered him, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
耶稣说的是，世界上的一切都不能与神相比。
So Jesus was saying, nothing in this world can compare to God the Father.
不能人要单单侍奉神，不能侍奉神以外的任何东西。
Man shall worship the Lord alone and nothing else.
有了神就要与这个世界分离，人不能既要神也要这个世界。
We need to set apart from this world once we have God. We cannot want both God and the world.
我自己也常常问自己这个问题。
I often ask myself,
我们生活在这个世界上，我们要吃喝，我们能不努力吗？
When we live in this world, we gotta eat and drink. How can we not work hard?
如果我们不努力，这个好日子会从天上掉下来。
Would the good life drop from heaven if we don't work hard?
我们怎么能够做到，然后又努力又不爱这个世界呢？这个很难呢。
How can we actually work hard and not love this world at the same time?
以前这个我记得刚信主的时候，有那些没信主的人就提出这样的一个问题。
When I became a believer in the early days, I remember those unbelievers asked that question.
这个人那些人问，人信了耶稣之后就什么都不要干了吧？
Would once a person believes in God, does it mean we don't need to do anything?
那这样的话，信耶稣不是很消极的吗？
So if this is the case, isn't believing in God very passive?
其实圣经里讲的是不要爱这个世界。
Actually, what the Bible says is do not love the world.
我的理解就是不要用精力时间去争夺世界上人所争夺的东西。
My interpretation is that means do not use your time and energy to grasp and strive about these things of the world.
想一想，在那些圣殿里做买卖的人就不能到街上去做买卖吗？
So think about it, those people who were doing business in the holy temple,Couldn't they have done the business on the streets?
然后那些祭司们难道活不下去了吗？就不能不让那些人到店里面做买卖吗？
The priests, were they in such a hardship that they couldn't live without letting these business people coming into the temple?
所以圣经上另一段耶稣讲的预言讲的也是这个道理。
So there's a parable in the Bible that Jesus was talking about is exactly about this too.
这个在路加福音这里面预言我就读一下吧，已经有点长，不过还可以。这个路加福音十二章十六节，耶稣就用一个比喻对他的门徒说。
So it's a parable recorded in Luke 12:16.
对，是十六节到二十五节。
To 25.
Yeah. 就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰富，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说我要这样办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财富积存，可做多年的费用，可以只管安安逸逸吃喝快乐吧。20节到25节，请英文的读吧。
And he said to his disciples, "For this reason, I say to you, do not worry about your life as to what you will eat, nor for your body as to what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable you are than the birds. And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his lifespan?"
好，所以我想，如果今天这个慕道友来问我的话，我就知道怎么回答刚才这个问题。
So if the unbelieving seeker asked me this question today, I would know how to answer.
他那时候就问我，信了耶稣之后是不是就不要奋斗了呢？
He was asking me, once I believe in God, does that mean I don't need to work hard?
或者是信了耶稣之后不努力就对社会没用了吧？
Or is like, once I believe in God, if I don't work hard, then I'm useless to the society.
我现在知道怎样回答了。
Now I know how to answer him.
我们正常的生活神会看顾，但是神不喜悦我们追求世界的贪心。
God will watch after our regular life, but God is not pleased when we are greedy about this world.
既然神连乌鸦都会养活，为什么是乌鸦呢？
Since God will feed the ravens, why particularly ravens?
因为乌鸦没有仓库来存东西的，每天都找东西吃，它每天都能找到东西吃。
Because the ravens have no storerooms, they'll look for things to eat, and every day they do find things to eat.
一讲到这里，我就想起以前这个前几年新冠病毒刚开始的时候。
So I thought about a few years ago when the COVID-19 first began.
好多人都去买那个卫生纸，大包大包的买。
So many people rushed to buy toilet papers.
也不知道那些那么多要用多少年。
In huge packages, and to the degree that I don't know how many years are they going to be consumed.
耶稣给我们的话的亮光就是，不要担心，不要积攒地上的财富。
The light from Jesus' word is that do not worry, do not store of the treasures of the world.
这个不要追这个世界，这神的供应是充充满满的。
Do not go after the world for the supply, God, the provision of God is sufficient.
不需要去争抢多余的，就像那么多卫生纸，有必要那么多吗？
There's no need to fight for the extra. See, just think about those toilet papers. Do you really need that much?
所以，我想这个世人所说的奋斗，其实不就是为名誉、地位、金钱而努力的去争取吗？
When we talk about working hard, isn't it that we're just working toward something about your fame or like reputation, your status of the society, and your glory?
Yeah. 所以神不喜悦，所以约翰就在我们这里告诫我们不要爱这个世界。
God is not pleased with this kind of pursuit. That's why Apostle John is warning us, do not love the world.
好，所以我看我们现在大家都前几天有几位弟兄姐妹为我祷告，说知道我讲现在的世界，我们都知道现在的世界很乱。
So we all know this current world is in turmoil. Many brothers and sisters were praying for me when I talk about this message.
So, 所以我看我们现在这个光景，我们是在这个地方的这个教会的光景，就比较像这个启示录里面讲的老底家的教会。
So at this time, at this place, our church, the situation of our church is very similar to the church of Laodicea in the book of Revelation.
所以我想大家请大家一起来看一下启示录三章十四节。
Let's turn to Revelation 3:14.
Yeah.所以我请方明姐妹先读14节到17节用英文。
So we'll read in English first verses 14 to 17. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold,I will spit you out of my mouth, because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
好，十八节到二十节我来念。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就管责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我站在门口叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我就进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
We just read verses 18 through 21 in Chinese.
好，从这一段经文里面，我们看出这个老底家教会是一个很富有的教会。
So we see from this passage that the church of Laodicea was very wealthy.
他们已经发了财，一样也不缺。
We'll say they had a lot of money, they need nothing.
你看我们现在所处的时代是不是有点相似？
So the time we're in, don't you think it's kind of similar?
我们的物质非常丰富，这个挨饿的日子好像离我们已经很远了。
We have such an abundance of provisions that it seems like the days of hunger are way behind us.
我们这个大家知道 Bellevue 周围的地区也都很富。
We know the area surrounding Bellevue is very rich.
但是我们是不是就像老底家教会的里面的人一样，有了钱财，就忘了神呢？
But are we similar to the people in the church of Laodicea that we are rich and then we forget about God?
神让老底家教会的人穿上白衣服，买眼药擦眼睛，为的是让他们明白世界上的发财并不能救他们的灵魂。
God wanted the people in the church of Laodicea to clothe themselves with white garments and purchase eye ointments from God because he wanted them to know that the wealth of this world will not satisfy them.
这个他们要买眼药来擦亮他们的眼睛。
They need the eye ointments in order to enlighten their heart.Their eyes.
这个老底家的教会的人就是靠卖眼药发的财。
So the people in the church of Laodicea became rich because they were selling eye ointment.
他们也要靠这个眼药使他们的眼睛打开，他们是贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
But God was saying they needed more eye ointment in order to open up their inner eyes.Because they were wretched and miserable and poor and blind.
因为他们的灵里是空白的，他们不讨神的喜悦。
Because their inner spirit was empty and they did not please God.
他们是属于这个世界的人，他们要的是世界的财富。
They belonged to this world and they wanted the wealth of the world.
世界的财富给了他们安全感，他们的安全感不是来自于神。
The wealth of the world gave them the sense of security, but their sense of security didn't come from God.
所以神要管教他们，他们要悔改。
So God was disciplining them and asking them to repent.
那我们现在的光景怎么样了呢？
What about us today?
这新冠这个疫情已经缓解了有半年了。
So the COVID pandemic has eased for about half a year.
这个信主的人是不是都回教会了呢？还是一部分人就永远从教会消失了呢？
Are all the believers returning to church? Or are some forever disappeared from God's presence.
所以神说你们刚才经文说你们要做得胜者，什么是得胜者？
That's why those verses that we just read, it says you want, you need to be overcomers. So who, what's overcomers?
得胜者就是那不受恶者诱惑胜了世界的人。
Those who overcomes are those who do not give in to the temptations of the world, but we overcome the world.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们要警醒啊。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be alert.
所以我们看看我们刚开始就讲的引用的经文，就是父老啊，我就是约翰一书二章十三节，父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那起初原有的。少年，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了恶者。小子啊，我们曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
Going back to the verse we read in the beginning, 1 John 1:13, I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father.
约翰给父老、小子、弟兄姐妹的话是，就是你们要战胜那恶者。
So the words that John spoke to the fathers, the little children, and brothers and sisters was that you have overcome the evil one.
那什么是恶者呢？
So what is the evil one?
恶者就是这世界掌权的王。
So the evil one is the king that rules this world.
那我们怎么样能够战胜那恶者？
So how do we overcome the evil one?
我们就只能靠着我们认识我们的天父和认识我们的主耶稣。
By knowing our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
有关怎么抵挡恶魔的方法，以前圣弟兄讲了一段穿起全备军装的道。
About how to resist the evil one. Previously, Brother Shen already delivered a sermon about the clothing of the Holy the armor of spiritual warfare.
所以我这里想念的是以弗所书六章十一节到十三节。
So let's read from a book of Ephesians
6:11 to 13. 好，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
这个世界是魔鬼的居所，我以前听了这话就吓了一跳。
The world is the place, dwelling place of the devil. Previously, I was like shocked when reading that.
我们这些人对这个对魔鬼的认识有错误。
Many of us, the knowledge about devil is wrong.
这个魔鬼不是我们小时候想到的过的，就是那些青面獠牙的恶鬼。
The devils are not necessarily the type of like scary looking and horrifying images that we learned when we were little.
这个魔鬼不是来杀我们、吃我们的鬼。
They were not necessarily those ghosts who would come to kill us or eat us.
魔鬼会用荣华富贵来引诱我们，使我们远离神。
Devil would actually tempt us with glory and fame and richness and the good things so that we would depart from the Lord.
所以我们要与这个天空中属灵的恶魔征战，因为那些魔鬼要使我们远离神，诱惑我们远离神。
That's why we need to fight against the spiritual forces of the wickedness in the heavenly places, because the devil wants to drag us away from God.
那我们怎么办呢？这个耶稣
What do we do about it?
Yeah, 耶稣教了我们一个救灵魂的法子。
So Jesus taught us a good method to save our souls.
所以在这我念一下哈，这个在马可福音八章三十五节到三十八节，凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命了必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代把我和我的道当作可耻的人，在他父的荣耀里同众天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
So that's recorded in Mark 8:35-38. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
那我们现在是不是，大家想一想，我们现在是不是处于这个淫乱罪恶的时代？
So let's think about it. Are we actually in this age of a sinful and adulterous world?
世界上有多少使我们远离神的诱惑？
How many temptations there are in this world to lead us away from God?
所以大家看一看约翰一书这里讲的，凡世界的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
So just like it's recorded in 1 John, that for all that is in this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world.
所以我们要仔细鉴别，我们所追求的是属于神的呢，还是属于这世界的。
So we really need to discern what we are pursuing. Does it belong to God or does it belong to the world?
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
So for what will a man give in exchange for his soul? How could it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?
什么能代替生命呢？这里用的是生命，不是性命。
Because here it actually says, "What can a man give in exchange for his soul?" So the word used here is soul, not life, not bodily life.
现在有一句流行话，就是人一生只活一次。
So there is a common saying that in the world today is saying, "You only live one time."
其实是这里讲的是你的性命只有一次。
So this is actually referring to your bodily life. There's once you live it only once.
那怎样在我们这个有限的性命中追求神，才使自己有神的生命，这才是最重要的。
But in this finite life, how do we live in a way that we will pursue God, and so that it'll be meaningful and significant?That's important.
不然当神同众天使降临的时候，也就是最后审判的日子。
Otherwise, when God comes in his glory with the holy angels, that is in the day of judgment,
也要把那人当作可耻的进行审判。
The Son of Man will be considered, will be ashamed, and will be judged.
在最后审判的日子，就是被耶稣审判的日子。
In the final day of judgment is a day that we are judged by Jesus.
注意啊，这可是对基督徒说的。
Oh, pay attention, this is actually referring to Christians.
基督徒是可以被当作可耻的进行审判。
Christian could also be ashamed when we're judged by Jesus.
因为那个人没有神的生命。
Because that person does not have the life of Jesus.
千万不要以为自己是基督徒就可以免于审判。
Don't feel like you're already a Christian and you will you will escape the judgment of Jesus.
神和我们的主耶稣到那时会按照你的属灵生命来审判你。
God and our Lord Jesus will judge you according to your spiritual stature at the time.
弟兄姐妹们要警醒。
So be alert, brothers and sisters.
不要被这个世界拉过去。
Do not be pulled over by this world.
你只活一次，是让你好好追求神的生命。
Yes, you live only once, but this is for you to pursue God's life well.
不是让你追求肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
Not pursue the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, and the boastful prideness of the life.
那些都是属于这世界的事情。
All those belong to this world.
啊，最后我分享我们家孩子带领的事情，这是因为我今天特别想讲一下。
Finally, I want to share with you about child rearing.
我们家的孩子从小是在教会长大的。
Our children grew up in church.
我不是说一直在教会长大的孩子有怎么怎么好的话。
I'm not saying that children growing up in church are the best or so good and this and that.
但是有一点我看出来了。
But I want to share just one point.
在教会的长大的孩子不容易被这个世界拉过去的。
Children growing up in church are not as easy to be dragged away by this world.
把孩子带到教会来，越早越好。
Bring your children to church as young as possible.
有好多次我都听别的弟兄姐妹说，后悔没有早一点把孩子带到教会来。
I often hear brothers and sisters talking about or commenting that I regret not bringing my children to church sooner.
因为说这话的父母都是等孩子出了事情以后才说的。
Parents who say in this manner usually was after their children are in great trouble.
啊，这举个例子，比如说，孩子沉迷玩游戏了，不读书了。
For example, a child is indulged in gaming and no longer studies.
啊，对我们中国来说，不读书可是一个很大的事情。
To Chinese, not studying is a big deal.
或者是更严重一点，或者哪个孩子成了同性恋了。
Or more seriously, maybe a child has become a gay.
在这个世界上，这是世界允许，这是法律所允许的，世界法律允许的。
Well, yeah, the law today protects gay and lesbians.
但对我们来说，这简直是个灾难。
But it's disastrous to us.
那怎么办呢？
What do we do about it?
早点把孩子带来，让孩子在教会里长大。
Bring your children to church.Sooner the possible, so that they can grow up in church.
所以他们将来长大之后，即使是遇上了世界的诱惑啊，抵挡不住。
When they grow up, even if they face temptations of the world and cannot resist it temporarily,
过了一段时间之后，这孩子也会自己畏罪、畏义、畏审判，自己责备自己，会回头。
But after a while, they will convict themselves by sin.Concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment.
我就亲耳听过一个年轻人的见证，几年，好多年前。
Many years ago, I actually heard a testimony from a young man.
他进了大学以后就离开了神，因为大学里很多诱惑。
He left God when entering college because there were very many temptations.
所以他做了错事，但是过了几年之后，他后悔了。
He did something wrong at college, but years later he regretted it.
因为从小父母就把这个孩子带到教会里长大。
Because his parents brought him to church and growing up in church at a very young age.
所以这样的例子很多很多，这世界不停地把人拉走。
There are many examples like this. The world keeps on taking away our people.
尤其是这十几年，这个网络技术各种信息的洗脑，使人就怀疑神。
Especially in recent decades, that the internet and all the messages in the internet is brainwashing our children and everybody. As
我们只看见这世上的人是越来越忙碌。
We see the people in this world are busier and busier.
但世上的人的劳苦也越来越重。
But our toils are increasing as well.
这个这在教会里面还好，但是在这个世界上，那些朋友相聚的时候，不就常常谈论钱财吗？
May not be as bad in church, but in this world, when we gather with people, the topic is frequently about wealth and money.
所以感谢神，我们家的孩子也从小在教会长大。
Praise the Lord, our children grew up in church.
长大以后也在神国里有份，现在也在外面帮他们的教会建教会。
And now they have a share in the Lord, and they're also out abroad, like working for God's kingdom.
所以说他离我们很远，但是我们也不用担心他会被这个世界拉去。
Even though my child is very far away from me right now, but from us right now, but I'm not worried that she would be dragged away by the world.
他不会变坏，他的将来有神看顾。
She won't corrupt because her future is in God's hand.
这是多好的事情。
How wonderful it is.
这世界或者说魔鬼会和我们来争夺孩子的。
The world or the devil is fighting with us about our kids.
不要等孩子大了以后才后悔没有把孩子早一点带来教会。
Don't wait till your child has grown up and then you regret. Bring your child to church as soon as possible.
过几天就是感恩节了，邀请你们的亲戚朋友带他们的孩子到教会来。
It's going to be Thanksgiving in a few days. Please invite your friends and family and to bring their children to church.
教会教导孩子的就是感恩和信靠神。
Church, our church teach the young people about Thanksgiving and following God's command.
孩子在教会长大和在这个世界长大的结果是不一样的。
Children who grow up in church and children who grow up in this world are different.
感谢主，让我们祷告。
Praise the Lord. Let's pray together.
亲爱的主天父，真是谢谢主，让我呢在这里能够分享主的话语。
Dear God Father, thank you for allowing us to share God's word here.
感谢主，你把我们这些人从世界拉出来。
Thank you, Lord, for setting us apart from this world.
让我们不再属于这个世界。
So that we don't belong to this world.
我们一生一心一意依靠神。
All our lives, we wholeheartedly follow you.
凡有困难的时候，我们到你面前来求告。
We come before you and cry out to you when we are in difficulties.
我们心情不开心的时候，我们也到你面前来祷告。
When we are blue, we also come pray before you.
主啊，只有你能救我们，我们自己不能救自己。
Only you can save us, Lord, and we cannot save ourselves.
我们在这里要一生信靠主耶稣基督。
All my life, I want to commit to you.
谢谢主，感激祷告，奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
Thank you and praise you, and we pray with our thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.